And welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney, and every week I'll be talking to you about natural approaches to health. Today's topic is the homeopathic remedy cocculus. This is prepared from the powdered seeds of the Indian cockle and has a strong influence on the nervous system. Here in coastal Maine, with people going for boat rides, cocculus is in fact a good remedy to consider for seasickness, with the dizziness or vertigo, nausea, and even vomiting of this malady. You can try cocculus as first aid, especially if the sufferer feels better when she closes her eyes. Often, though, the first remedy to consider for any acute problem would be the person's constitutional remedy, especially if it's known to work well for the particular acute. In this case, seasickness, Nux vomica, a very commonly used remedy, should be given first if the person responded well to Nux vomica in the past. Another aspect of this, and an important concept in homeopathy, is that there are many possible remedies for any condition, such as seasickness. So the more individualized symptoms you can find for that person and his particular type of seasickness, the more accurate you'll be with a remedy. Cocculus, according to Clark, is, quote, suited to persons of mild and sluggish temperament, timid, fearful, and nervous, end quote. Since this is the opposite of Nux vomica, you shouldn't confuse when to give cocculus or Nux for seasickness if you know your patient. Cocculus could also be given for car sickness. Interestingly, cocculus originally gained its reputation for the physical and emotional stress of caring for a sick person at night with the resulting loss of sleep. Many symptoms of cocculus are worse during the menstrual period, including the motion sickness and hemorrhoids. Nausea is a big problem for someone needing cocculus and can also be from being cold after drinking, the thought of food, and while sitting up in bed. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.